every Friday we visit with, the movie mom, Nell Minow. She's online at moviemom.com. Nell, how are you?
I am doing just great. I cannot say the same for Tom and Jerry, however, because it was not screened for critics. I mean, it was like a shell game. They kept saying, oh, yeah, it's coming, but they never sent it. And that
really
only means one thing. They don't think they're going to get a single good review. And I'm surprised because it's got a great human cast, including Chloe Moretz, Michael Pena, Rob Delaney. And, you know, everybody loves Tom and Jerry, the classic cartoons about the cat that's always chasing the mouse and never catches him. But I cannot tell you why they don't want critics to see it, except to say that I will be seeing it today and posting a review tomorrow. So
all
maybe
right.
Wait and read that before you decide whether you want to watch.
When I saw the previews, first thing, I don't know why, maybe just because this was the movie, but it made me think of Little Stewart.
Yeah, right. Well, it made me think of Roadrunner, because it's the same kind of idea, they're just chasing after each other, and, you know, that can sustain a seven-minute cartoon. I'm not sure it works for a whole movie.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Okay, so moving on, we've got two other movies opening this week that you will be seeing at Oscar time. One of them is The United States versus Billie Holiday. That, of course, is based on the real life of one of the foremost entertainers of the 20th century. And what happened was her favorite way to end a set when she performed was to sing a song called Strange Fruit, which was about the lynchings going on in the South. And this was in the 1940s and early 50s. J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, thought that was going to stir up racial unrest, and he wanted to shut her down. And so he got one of his agents, one of the first black agents of the FBI, to infiltrate. And, of course, once he got there, he kind of liked her. So he had mixed feelings about it. Andra Day, in her first ever acting role, she's a singer. She knocks it out of the park. It is a dazzling performance, and that's the reason to see the movie. The plot and the script is a little murky at times, but, boy, every time she's on screen, she just lights it up. So definitely you want to see that if you're an adult. This is she did not have a child-friendly life, and the movie has got a lot of very adult material in it. So that is The United States versus Billie Holiday. Also, possibly we'll see at Oscar time, Anthony Hopkins got an Oscar already, but he may get another one for The Father. I don't know anybody in my life who is not dealing with a family member or a friend struggling with dementia or memory loss. And he plays a character who is in that situation. And what's unusual about this movie is that we see everything through his eyes and what he understands. And so we're off base all the time. We can't tell what's real, what he's remembering, what he's not remembering. It's really well done. His co-star is a fellow Oscar winner, Olivia Colman from The Favorite, with another outstanding cast, Rufus Sewell. But Anthony Hopkins is the reason to see the movie.
He's sounds like really a really compelling one.
It is. You know, my mentor, Roger Ebert, always said that movies are empathy machines because we get to see and feel other people's feelings, and that is definitely true of this one. I complain a lot about bad endings, so I just have to say the most wackadoodle ending I think I've ever seen is in the miniseries on Netflix, Behind Her Eyes, definitely for adults only. And then for the family this week, The Croods, A New Age, the sequel to The Croods, great cast, including Peter Dinklage and Leslie Mann joining up with the people from the original, the late Cloris Leachman, Nicolas Cage, Emma Stone. It's just such a sweet, heartwarming, funny, charming story. So I really did like The Croods, A New Age.
I've heard good things about that one. Yeah, so that would be a good one for this weekend. Thanks,
Nell.
And
next week we've got a big Disney movie coming. So it's going to be a great family time.
Awesome. Thanks, Nell.
Bye-bye.